This is Akashvani, the news read by Anubha Rohatgi. The BJP Minority Morcha has launched the Saugate Modi campaign aiming to distribute special kits to 32 lakh underprivileged Muslims across the country ahead of Eid. The initiative seeks to ensure that poor Muslim families can celebrate the festival without any hardship. Talking to Akashvani News, National President of the BJP Minority Morcha, Jamal Siddiqui, outlined the campaign's broader vision, stating that during the holy month of Ramadan and upcoming occasions like Eid, Good Friday, Easter, Baishakhi, Nowruz and the Indian New Year, the minority front will reach out to those in need through the Saugate Modi campaign.
प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी कहते हैं कि हम 140 करोड़ भारतीयों के पालक हैं और उसको मानते भी हैं, तो हम जब उनकी तरफ से जा रहे हैं तो हम खाली हाथ नहीं जाएंगे, इसलिए हमने सौगाते मोदी एक किट बनाया है जिसमें त्योहारों में खाने पीने जो सामान लगते हैं उसको रखा हुआ है, और उस किट को लेकर हम जाएंगे और उनको जो है ईद की मुबारकबाद देंगे, हम उनको बैसाखी की मुबारकबाद देंगे, हम उनके ईस्टर में शामिल होंगे और त्योहारों में रख भरने की कोशिश करेंगे.
9 Maoists have surrendered in the Sukma district of Chhattisgarh. These include 6 women, Maoists. A reward of 26 lakh rupees was declared on these Maoists. The Maoists who surrendered today were involved in many major incidents. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, conducted searches at the residence of former Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel today in connection with the alleged 6,000 crore rupee Mahadev app scam. The agency's teams swooped down on Baghel's residences in Raipur and Bhilai. The Mahadev app was an umbrella syndicate arranging online platforms for illegal betting websites to enroll new users, create user IDs and launder money through a layered web of Benami bank accounts. The United States said that Russia and Ukraine have agreed to a naval ceasefire in the Black Sea following 3 days of talks in Saudi Arabia. In its remarks, the White House said that both nations had agreed to ensure safe navigation, eliminate the use of force, and prevent the use of commercial vessels for military purposes in the Black Sea. As per the New Deal, the White House said it would help restore access to the world market for Russian agricultural and fertilizer exports. U.S. President Donald Trump said that the U.S. is making a lot of progress in restoring peace between the two nations.
In deep discussions with Russia and Ukraine, it's going well, but it's a situation we should have never had to even think about, should have never happened. And on the Middle East, that's been going on for a lot of years. Centuries and centuries, it just keeps going, and we are making a lot of progress, so it's all I can report, but some detailed talks are going on right now on both fronts.
The head of the interim government of Bangladesh, Dr. Muhammad Yunus, is set to leave for Beijing today for his 4-day official visit. Press Secretary Shafiqul Alam informed the media in Dhaka that the main focus of the chief advisor's visit will be attracting foreign investment to Bangladesh. His agenda includes discussions with Chinese manufacturers, energy companies and leading private and state-run firms in China. He said Professor Yunus will hold bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing on the 28th of March. At least 18 people have been killed and 19 injured as wildfires continue to ravage South Korea's southeastern region. According to the latest figures from the Ministry of the Interior and Safety, more than 23,000 people have been evacuated and hundreds of structures have been damaged, with strong winds fueling the blaze. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh today. The IMD has predicted thunderstorm, accompanied with gusty winds and lightning at isolated places over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, coastal Karnataka, south interior Karnataka and Kerala and Mahe. In the IPL T20 cricket today, Rajasthan Royals will lock horns with Kolkata Knight Riders at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Punjab Kings defeated Gujarat Titans by 11 runs at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.